KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, the Page County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in locating a teen who is believed to have run away from home and may be in the company of another person unknown. 15-year-old Cheyenne Rose Fahey of Clarinda was last seen in the Shenandoah area, and authorities think she may have left the area. Cheyenne is a white female, 5 feet 3 inches tall, weighs about 125 pounds, has light to medium brown hair and blue eyes. She was reported missing at around 5:20 p.m. Monday. There is a picture of her under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you have any information about Cheyenne's whereabouts, contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. The girl has been entered nationwide as a runaway. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says an Atlantic man died when his pickup truck struck a house in Trainer Tuesday morning. The driver was identified as 79-year-old Francis Simmons. Authorities say that Simmons was driving a 2002 Chevy Silverado pickup northbound on 300th Street at around 8:15 a.m. Tuesday when the vehicle left the road to the right and then left before traveling through three residential yards and striking a residence near the intersection of Countryside Drive. Pottawatomie County deputies and Trainer rescue personnel arrived within 10 minutes after the crash was reported. The pickup truck had struck the residence and partially destroyed the foundation. Francis Simmons was deceased by the time rescue crews arrived. The homeowner was in the residence at the time of the accident, but no one in the home was injured. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. An Audubon County woman on Monday pled guilty to two counts of child endangerment, one resulting in serious injury, and a single count of neglect or abandonment of a dependent person, and will be sentenced April 23rd at 1:30 p.m. 50-year-old Samantha K. Bailey of Gray had faced felony charges that included two counts of child endangerment, serious injury, and two counts of neglect or abandonment of a dependent person. She was arrested April 14th last year following an incident at her home in Gray that resulted in two children being flown to the hospital. Council Bluffs police have identified the officer and suspect involved in an incident early Tuesday morning that resulted in the officer being dragged by an SUV. During the course of the investigation, the suspect was identified as 24-year-old Cody Michael Doss of Council Bluffs. Doss is a white male, 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 150 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes, a tattoo on his neck. A picture is available under the same story on the news page. Warrants for his arrest have been issued on charges that include assault on a peace officer, eluding, and interference with official acts. The officer, Anthony Friend, suffered a minor injury to his leg, which did not require immediate medical assistance, and the officer is back to full duty and is in good condition. As of last report, authorities say Doss remains on the run and his current location is unknown. Anyone with information on the location of Cody Michael Doss can call 911, the Criminal Investigations Division of Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. Authorities advise you should not approach the man as he should be considered armed and dangerous. Now, the incident involving Doss and Officer Friend began around 12:08 a.m. Tuesday when the officer saw a man sitting in a car who was believed to have warrants. As the officer approached the vehicle, which was parked in a convenience store lot in a 3000 block of Avenue G, he spoke with a male suspect, later identified as Doss, and ordered him out of the vehicle. When Doss refused, the officer began to open the vehicle's door, and as he did so, Doss put the vehicle in reverse and sped backwards, trapping the officer's hand in the door. The officer was dragged about 20 to 30 feet before freeing himself. He was able to remain on his feet during the incident. Doss took off in a black early 2000s model Chevy Tahoe with Iowa license plates FEH-45. A district court judge has granted legal immunity to a Western Iowa man based on Iowa's new Stand Your Ground law. The ruling means 39-year-old Kevin Staley of Red Oak will not face trial on voluntary manslaughter charges for the shooting death of 27-year-old Devin Davis last year. Staley was scheduled to face a jury trial on Tuesday, but Montgomery County Attorney Bruce Swanson said the judge sided with a motion Staley's defense attorney filed last week.
The essence of the motion is to invoke the Stand Your Ground statute, which the Iowa legislature passed last year and went into effect this past July 1.
Police said Davis and another man hid behind a bush and planned to mug Staley, who was sent to the location in an alley during the early morning hours of October 11th. Davis, wearing a bandana and a hoodie, jumped on Staley.
Mr. Staley, unfortunately for Mr. Davis, was carrying a licensed concealed weapon, and he pulled it out and shot Mr. Davis, and Mr. Davis died.
Police said the two men had a long-standing feud. Swanson said he recognizes that many Iowans find the Stand Your Ground law controversial, but he noted it doesn't mean a person can just grab a gun, shoot their enemies and claim it was self-defense.
It says that you can use reasonable force to fend off whatever force that you see is coming against you, and as long as you're reasonable in your thought process and in your belief, then you can use deadly force. And the court found in this instance that these two guys with hoodies and bandanas hiding behind a bush in a dark alley at 3:30 in the morning, this guy having been set up to be at that predetermined location, the court found he was warranted in using the force that he did.
Staley is now out of jail. Swanson said the other man who was hiding in the bushes with Davis, Robert Wickman, was never charged in the case. In the funeral announcements, David Genzen, age 54, of Manning, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Genzen will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Lou Warrior, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Mary Lou Warrior will be today at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Mary Welsh, age 84, of Greenfield, died Monday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Mary Welsh will be on Friday at 10:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Tim Blust Dunleavy, age 79, of Avoca, died Sunday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Tim Dunleavy will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Marion Perdue, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Marion Perdue will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Daniel Starr, age 57, of Panora, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for Daniel Starr will be 6 p.m. Friday at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Arlene Bunce, age 88, of Raytown, Missouri, and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Arlene Bunce will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Teresa Bloom, age 87, of Walnut, died February 8th at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Bloom will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Dwayne Liddell, age 83, a longtime resident of the Grant and Griswold areas, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Funeral services for Dwayne Liddell will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen.